Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
The COVID-19 crisis has made hiring managers more discerning. They're now looking for agile and adaptable individuals with, among other things, critical thinking skills. Essentially, employees want candidates who can not only survive in an uncertain business environment, but thrive and take their businesses further. But although the pool of job seekers in certain sectors has expanded since the crisis set in, finding candidates who fit job descriptions to a T can be challenging. It's common for a request for applications to attract candidates who seem less than perfect at first, but employers should not write them off. Instead, learn how to evaluate them differently. To separate the non-starters from those with potential, assess the people within the company who are in a job similar to the role that needs to be currently filled. Then look more closely at the top five performers. What characteristics do they have in common? This exercise will yield the basic requirements to excel in the role. Then assess if the candidate being considered possesses these characteristics. Dave Ng, Senior Consulting Manager at executive search and recruitment firm People Search Singapore, says that even if the candidate lacks the hard skills deemed necessary for the job, consider that transferable skills and certain aspects of their character, such as adaptability or agility, could help them overcome skills gaps.
Well, today, in today's world, we have a lot of access to a lot of information beyond our experience. And a lot of the skills that a candidate have may be transferable from one industry to another. So even though the candidate may not bring that particular industry or skill set immediately to the table, there are other capabilities that the candidate may be able to bring and value add to the organization, to the team.
Let's face it, even if a candidate has all the necessary hard skills today, the requirements of their job could change in a few months or years as the business environment changes. The ability to reskill and upskill is necessary. In order to assess a candidate's ability to learn, ask them to describe the steps they would take to learn a brand new skill. They shouldn't be solely reliant on you to train them. You want proactive individuals who'll not only sign up for courses on their own, but also cultivate a network from whom they can learn informally. On their part, job candidates have to be able to highlight learnability, key traits and soft and hard skills in their resumes.
Well, as a candidate, it's important that you know what the client's looking for. That 2 to 3 key points that is crucial in the job application. Make an effort to highlight it in your cover letter or highlight them as part of your key achievements in the top part of your resume. Capture the employer's attention, you know, by highlighting the key project again that's relevant or the key skill sets that's relevant to the job that you're applying for. That will be the fastest way.
More employers are also starting to administer whiteboard tests. They give candidates a problem or a task and a whiteboard on which they can illustrate the steps they'll take to solve a given problem. During the job interview, candidates have to be prepared for this and also be prepared to go into details when answering situational and behavioral questions to help the employer gauge whether they're really worth a shot.
But when you're able to share the pain, you know, the challenges and how you overcome it, and that is showcasing your real experience that has demonstrated your ability to adapt, ability to take on new challenges. And that should enable the employer to better assess your capability and perhaps give you a second chance for the role.
Dave Ng, Senior Consulting Manager at executive search and recruitment firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.